I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game, the trials of Oscar Pistorius. But first, near the western end of the Las Vegas Strip, next door to the New York Resort, developers are building a 20,000-seat professional sports venue. But when they build it, will the National Hockey League really come? I'm joined by ESPN's Scott Burnside. Scott, have people in Sin City been watching too much Field of Dreams lately, or is the NHL actually considering putting a team in Las Vegas?
Well, I don't know if you ever have a shortage of people with their headlights pointed up and down the strip, but the feeling is that perhaps after years of pining for a major league team in Las Vegas, Las Vegas residents are going to get a chance to prove that they could commit to such an enterprise. So the National Hockey League has given the potential owners of a new team, Bill Foley and the Maloof family, who are based in Las Vegas, a chance to run out a trial season ticket program, my understanding is likely to take place in the new year, to see if there's enough support for the National Hockey League to expand into Las Vegas.
A number of people, including Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman, told you that Las Vegas is a big sports town, but has anybody demonstrated that it will be a big hockey town?
Well, you know, there is a history with the sport in the city. The Las Vegas Thunder had some success in Las Vegas in the early to mid-90s. There has been an ECHL team, the Wranglers, that has made inroads in the community for the last 7 or 8 years. But obviously, when you're talking about a major league team, it's a different beast altogether. You're talking about 41 home dates. You can't rely on 17 or 18,000 people 41 times a year spilling out of the casinos and filling up the stands. I did a radio show out of Winnipeg the other night, and the people there seemed to think that they might fill up plane after plane of fans headed from Winnipeg to Las Vegas if there was a chance to enjoy the city and watch some hockey. So there is that element to it. But the question is, are there enough people there that will make up a strong enough core group of fans to make this a viable operation? No one knows that.
What does a city like Las Vegas potentially have to gain from acquiring a major league sport? And what does the league potentially have to lose by associating itself with Las Vegas?
I don't know that there's anything to lose. I think there has been this notion, well, would you're going into the heart of the sports gambling and all those things. Now, hockey represents a very, very small amount of the wagering done on sports in the sports books, 1 to 3%. I don't see that as being a real issue. Would it actually happen? We've seen it happen in other markets, but there is no market exactly like Las Vegas, not just in North America, but maybe anywhere in the world.
Seattle, Quebec City, and Toronto are reportedly also being considered as landing sites for an NHL team. Do any of those make more sense than Las Vegas?
Seattle is an attractive market. It creates a natural rivalry with the Vancouver Canucks. It has a history of hockey in the community, but there is no arena there. And without the arena there, it's simply not going to happen for the NHL. The fact is, Las Vegas has deep-pocketed owners ready to take on a team. They have a world-class facility that's being built without taxpayer money, without controversy. And I think that's why Las Vegas has jumped far into the front of the expansion race. Toronto Maple Leafs don't want another NHL team in the Toronto area. Quebec City, they are building an arena, but I think that NHL might use that Quebec City location as a plan B for relocation if a team in South Florida or the Panthers have struggled in terms of attendance. So right now it looks like Las Vegas or bust, if I can use that term.
I'm glad you did, because it meant I didn't have to. Scott Burnside covers the NHL for ESPN.com. Scott, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Anytime.